We are up to Simen Kuf Samach Tes, the halacha of the shamash of the meal. We'll see what that means. And we will be doing the first two si'ifim. Kol dover shemeviim lefnei ha'adam, shiesh bo reach. Any food that is brought before people that has a strong fragrance. V'adam toevlo, and it's the kind of thing that really works up someone's appetite. Sarach liten imenu leshamash miyad. You must give it to the person who is serving you immediately. Now, the way it worked was the shamish would serve and then would sit down and eat on his own. He would sometimes eat the same food that he served. He would at other times be eating a different quality food. And the halacha is that if what he's serving you is something that has a strong fragrance, so we say that a person would naturally have a big appetite for it. He would want to eat it right away. Even if the shamash is going to get some of that later, you're supposed to give him a little bit of it immediately, just to satisfy that sort of craving that he may work up because of the fragrance. So that is from just this food that has a strong reach. Umidas chasidus hu litn lo miyad mikol minumin. It is a midas chasidus to give him from every type of food, even if it doesn't have a strong fragrance, even if it doesn't smell strongly. Still to give him from everything, because it's not right. The man is serving, and you're not giving anything to taste of what he is serving. And the reason is because of tsar. Simply because it's difficult. The person has tsar when he's serving something, and they're not giving it to him to taste. Now, as far as the halacha lamaisa of this, the halacha is that the fact that you told him explicitly beforehand, I am asking you to serve the meal, or I'm hiring you to serve the meal, with the t'nai that you're not going to get any of the food, even though it smells good. That doesn't help. The isser here is because you're mitzayer him. It's wrong. It's considered callous. As a result of it, the fact that you stipulated such when you first hired him doesn't help. If you stipulate to be callous, if you stipulate achzorius, that doesn't allow you to have that midah. Now, the halacha is that if he's sitting down and eating with everybody else, there's no reason why you have to give him first. Now, if you tell him you have the right to take of everything that you serve whenever you feel like it, then we don't have to go out of our way to give the person. Now, this halacha, although the Mechaber brings it only for the shamish, there are many poskim that hold that this applies to anybody, that even someone who is cooking, for example, anybody that has any responsibility around the food that's being served, because they will still smell the food, and if it does have a strong fragrance, they're going to have tsar by not being able to eat it. The Mishnah Berurah says that it could be that that's why it's minig Yisrael, that when people come to the house when you're eating, you'll always invite them to join you. This is our way of saying, just in case what I'm eating smells good, I'm not going to be over on this halacha of being mitzar you by not offering you anything. As far as the shamash is concerned, today it's rare that a shamash eats different food. Today whoever's serving will generally get the food that he is serving too. So this halacha would not apply if he has the right to take it at any point that he really wants to. That's the first halacha. The next thing is, v'lo yiten lo kol zman sha'kos biyado. You don't go ahead and give the shamish some of the food while he's holding a cup, because we're afraid that he's going to see that the balabayas is looking to see just how much he was just given, to make sure that he's not given too much. The balabayas may be disturbed by it, and he's going to get all shaken up, and he's going to end up spilling the cup. O biyad balabayas, and the same thing goes for the balabayas himself. That if the balabayas is holding a cup, we're afraid that the balabayas is going to get upset at what's going on, and the cup is going to end up spilling. Lamaisa, there are those who say that even the balabayas himself should not give bread to the hand of the shamash when he's holding a cup, because even without the excitement, just simply the fact that he has to juggle two things, we're afraid that it'll spill, and then the balabai is going to get upset at him. So as a rule, what we're getting here is, don't do something that will cause someone to then spill something, in which case he's going to get embarrassed. Says the Ramah, V'davka l'shamash, avalacha shebesuda muta litin l'chai gavna. For another person, you don't have to worry about it, because there's no reason why he should end up spilling the cup. Further, now what does it say here? It says that you're allowed to give to somebody else. Now, what business do you have giving someone else at the table? So the Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about someone else that was invited. if you have a few people that are invited and they're sitting at the table, you are allowed to give something of your portion to a different person. But of course, if someone walks in that was not invited, you don't have the right to give of your portion to that person who walked in. That was not what the Balabayas had in mind. Further, there's a chash that because the shamash is busy serving, he may forget to wash Matilas Yadayim. So you're not supposed to give him bread unless you know that he washed, because we're afraid that he may forget and not wash. With regard to somebody else, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that, and this is really based on what we'll see in Sif Beis, that if you're dealing with someone that you assume will wash, you don't have any problems. If there's someone that Vadai will not wash, you're not allowed to give it to him. If it's somebody that may not wash, so if you're giving it as a mitzvah of tzedakah, then you don't have to worry about it. Whereas if you're giving it to him stam, not as tzedakah, then you'd have to know that he washes in order to give it to him. Which brings us to Sif Beis. You're only allowed to give food to someone that you know is going to make a bracha. Says the Rama, some say that you could be makel where you're giving staka. Now, the halacha is like this. In the case of the shamish, those who explain that the reason why you can't give to the shamish was because he's so busy he may forget to wash until he's dying, then obviously, according to them, these two halachas are unrelated. And we don't really have a source to this halacha, except for the din of lifnei iver. According to the others, that you're just not allowed to give to anyone unless you know that the person's going to wash. The same thing is, you can't give to someone unless you know that they're going to make a bracha. So once again, if you're dealing with someone that you recognize as a Yerei Shamayim, there's no reason why he's not going to make a bracha. Whereas if you're dealing with somebody where you really have no idea whether he's going to make a bracha or not, so the halacha there is that if you're giving it as a tzedakah, then it's mutter. If you're giving stam, then it's not mutter. If you know for a fact that he's not going to make a bracha, even as tzedakah, you should not give it to him, unless he is an onus, where for some reason he cannot make a bracha, in which case you're allowed to give it to him, even though you know for a fact that he won't.